Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Superstar guest of the show, the one and only Eric Zuli. Eric,
morning. Good morning. Morning, everybody.
And I'll tell you what, Eric. This is amazing. You know, time goes fast, and what's being created now with the computers, you know, all the various computer fields and everything, and the metaverse and the AI. It's just really evolving quickly, in fact, faster than a lot of people thought. And I give you credit because you stay on top.
It really is. Thank you, Dad. I appreciate that. And you guys, we're going to really, if you subscribe to easywaynews.com, that's the best place to get the information and the news and what we have going on. And easywaynetwork.com, if you want to be a part of the network and you want to network, Easy Way Networking. You know, we're really going to give you guys a lot of the information and a lot of tips and tricks and strategies from some of the experts that we have as far as how the transition is changing and things are happening. And it really is, it is moving. We have AI now, we have the metaverse, we have augmented reality, we have, what ChatGPT can do and the technology is fully incredible. And those that are tuning in right now, anybody that is new, welcome to Easy Way Network, Easy Way Radio. You can subscribe to easywaypodcast.com, get your own podcast on the network. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon, and many, many other platforms. Just Google Easy Way Network, Easy Way Radio, and we have a fantastic, fantastic show today. And not only can you listen to the show, but you can interact with who you listen to by creating your free account at easywaynetwork.com. The letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y is the invite code. Create that free account and interact and connect. So today we have a very special guest, one of our platinum members. We're going to be talking metaverse today. We're going to be talking about podcasts and opportunities and actually talking a little bit about the Easy Wayverse, because this is actually going to be a partner of ours that's kind of building our metaverse along with some other people. So it's going to be an exciting show. Make sure you sit back and relax and put your podcast seatbelts on, because
absolutely
you're in for a very, very fun ride. So we're gonna go to commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna have the hot topics segment.
And
Dad, you're gonna be taking your hot topics and all these cool things that you're doing, and you have your own column soon on Easy Way News. That's pretty exciting. Before we go to commercial, talk a little bit about what people will be able to follow and what you're gonna be putting on Easy Way News.
Well, I'm touching base on a couple of things that are just interesting and fun. Like, for instance, did you know? Every once in a while I'll come across these things and go like, are you kidding? And there's a lot of things that we've learned and a lot of things that we've come across, people have told us. But, you know, I'm going to share some of the real facts about how this situation started or what the actual name of this is, and another one's how it came about. And just interesting tips and tricks and, you know, interesting facts that you'll enjoy.
Yeah, we're going to be putting a lot more information on how you can pitch your purpose or product or service and do some Easy Way Networking on our big Zoom event coming up May 23rd in the next 4 or 5 days or so. So mark your calendars, guys, May 23rd, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every other Thursday, 2 times a month. The Mega Pitch Party, it's a do-not-to-be-missed event, easywaypitchparty.com. Register for free and come pitch. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Here we are, guys, May 20th. Can you believe that? Like, how did that happen? It was just the holidays, and now it's May 20th. Well, Pentecost Monday. Yesterday was Pentecost, also known as Monday of the Holy Spirit, a holiday celebrated a day after Pentecost. What is Pentecost? Well, when the Holy Spirit descended down on the disciples of Jesus after his ascension into heaven. So very, very special day indeed. And So a couple of words. Dirty Dancing, Back to the Future, and E.T. voted the best 80s films. Anybody remember those films? Yeah, that's pretty new stuff. If I went back much further, people would say, what movies are those? Frustrating for us baby boomers. A Virginia teacher retired after 67 years and left $1 million to her school family. That's almost 7 years on the job. Not bad. The average retirement age is about 64 on average. The retirement savings is about $65,000. That should hold them off for about a year or so. And it goes fast. And, well, a lot of the people, you know, what they say is you should have 10 times amount of your income when you retire. Well, good luck with that one. But some people do, but the majority don't. All right, so we have ICC chief prosecutor. Issued warrants for the Israeli prime minister and Hamas leader. I don't know if that will come to fruition, but that's what's in the news. Israel continues to strike Gaza, and the U.S. is delivering aid to Gaza via floating piers that seems to be working, bringing aid in there. Iranian president and the prime minister were they were in a deadly crash in a helicopter, so they're investigating that. That's wow. And then we've heard on the news, Sean P. Diddy Combs issued a tape. There was a tape out there back in about 2016 or so, when he assaulted his girlfriend, Kathy Ventura, and Combs makes a 70-second video apologizing, and he says that was the past. And but it sounded like a sincere apology. People change and all that, but still, we don't want to ever do things like that. You got to think. You never hit a woman.
Dad, we were involved with some of the Diddy parties back in the day, and one of our members actually was involved with this whole news thing that's happening. Cherie, she's we'll go into it more on EasyWay News, but there's the facts are there, and Cherie was one of Diddy's dancers a long time ago, I'd love for you guys to post your comments and get involved on your opinion. What do you think? Is Diddy being real when he's talking about how he's apologetic and he's sorry, or is that just an act because he is an actor? You know, so go ahead and post your comments on that, and we got to get to our guest, Beverly.
Yes,
Beverly. Is there something else that you wanted
well,
to hit?
Well, you know, the big cargo ship people are, you know, wondering what's going on. They did raise that, and they're having it towed out, and they said it'll take about two or years or more to finish that bridge. over there, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. But big news. But anyway, you know, we'll get caught up in everything. But
so it's time to get to our special guest, and
yes,
you know, Beverly Zimet has been around for a little bit, and she's the executive producer of a podcast. You can go to easilypodcast.com, search Beyond the Podcast. It's right there in the directory. You can also go to rbllive.com if you want to subscribe to this show. But getting into our guest, we have the executive producer of Beyond the Stage Podcast, which is opening doors to unlimited opportunities for global exposure, bringing dreams to life, and finding unlimited stages. You can scale your business with reoccurring monthly income and build walk the talk websites, that are open 24/7, there's a lot of accessibility to a lot of people within this network, and you can get on all the devices, and they really show you how to do business in the metaverse, and that's what we're going to talk about today is why is Beverly Zimet called the queen of the metaverse? What is this metaverse that they're building? What's happening, and why is the metaverse beneficial to you?
Let me share this real quick, Eric. Just to let the people know, a metaverse is a network of shared, immersive virtual worlds where people can connect with friends, create and play games, work and shop. Just to give you a brief general overview.
That's a great overview. So we're going to go to one more commercial break, and then we're going to have the queen of the metaverse. Make sure you search Beverly on the Easy Way Network if you want to connect with her and you enjoy this interview. We'll be right back.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EASYWAY Magazine, EASYWAY Radio, EASYWAY TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
All right, so without further ado, we have the queen of the metaverse herself, a platinum member of the Easy Way Network. Welcome to the show, Beverly Zimet.
Hello, Beverly.
Hey, it's great to be here again, guys.
Hi, Beverly.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, yeah. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day.
So Beverly.
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I really want to get right into this exciting metaverse project that you're building, but you know, you've been on the show a couple times, but there's a lot of new listeners. We have over 700,000 listens and a lot of subscribers hitting this new Easy Way podcast system that's probably anxious to know a little bit about your story and your journey that brought you into the metaverse and the digital space as a baby boomer.
Alrighty. You know, I think the baby boomers are the ones that are going to take this century out with a big bang. You know, we kind of brought all the industrial age coming in when there was really no technology, where there wasn't even TVs, and all of a sudden here we are through all of this movement into the metaverse and the speed in which technology is going with AI, virtual reality, augmented, and all those things that incorporate anything that is in a digital spaces and how it's been going on. What got me interested in it is when online courses and stuff came out, my business hit a brick wall because people didn't want to come to live events anymore. They weren't putting their butts in the seat. And this happened long before the pandemic, where people were pulling back and it's like, oh, well, I could just buy it on there and do it at my free time. Well, we know that kind of didn't happen, you know, yet all of these things influence and impact what your business is. So I was looking for another way to be able to put butts in the seat. So you had an audience that you were looking at. Zoom just doesn't quite cut the audience. And in virtual reality spaces, it's avatar to avatar. and we generate avatars that look like you, walk like you, dress like you, talk like you, because it is you. And to be able to be in that space where no little squares are cutting you out and you have to search, you know, all these spaces to find out who's even talking, where when you are on the stages in these spaces that we create in the metaverse, which just encompasses like what your dad was sharing, James, that was brilliant how you said that. So the immersion is what makes you feel connection. And your brain says, there is somebody right here beside me. That's what makes it feel good and respond, and how we learn and interact in these spaces. I know a lot of people are scared of it because it's so different, but it really isn't that different when you really understand it. But once you have an avatar and you jump into that space, it opens up a whole new world. So to be able to have that going on, right?
Education engages users, remote working enhances socialization. You can go on and on. And, you know, then you talk about, well, you have Zooms, but Zooms don't even compare with the fun and excitement. And there's so many entities that are advancing in this. Like, for instance, just a little fun one is you can actually go into a room and buy a watch or buy a certain hat or get dressed a certain way. That's one. And then it doesn't look like a little stick figure anymore, from what I understand. You could actually start looking like yourself, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah, it's the full body. You have facial movements and everything. And another thing, too, James, is you don't have to wear that heavy headset. You know, everybody's like, oh, gosh, I've got to get one of these goggle things. No, it's done by a URL. It's what's called Web.3. Right. And so when you look at it from that perspective, that means that it's an app on your phone. And we all know what apps are all about. You just click it and you can be in this space having an interaction anywhere you have your phone access. And you can be on a computer. You can be on a Mac. You can be on a tablet. Yeah.
Well, my experience for somebody over 70, and I just like was like, wow, this is. Because I went to the shopping center, city, whatever you call it, and I walked around. And if you they had the little names over the people. And if you wanted to meet with a couple, you can go to a certain table, and then there's a ring around it, and your conversation is private. Or you can go up to a booth or a shop. You can walk up to the shop, and they actually, you know, have a screen, like a flat screen TV in there. And it shows what their shop is about, and the person's there, you talk to them, you can buy. It's amazing. But then, so you could do all that stuff while you're there. But then I went afterwards just to see what it was like when it was closed. And I'm walking around going, wow. So I left the building, and I walked along the side just for fun to see, well, what's in back of this? It's probably just a blank wall or something. No, it goes from the building to a path. And you're not only in the path, you're walking down a grassy hill, and you could hear the grass under your feet. And there's a beach, and there's a fire pit by the beach, and you can even see fireworks over the ocean. So I'm thinking, while I'm there, I'm going to text out and say, hey, guys, I'm back at the event at the Metaverse Shopping Center, whatever they call it, and I'm sitting by the fire pit. People started showing up on the beach. It was amazing. And to push it even further, you could walk out on the pier and get into a little boat and go for a ride. Be careful, because if you fall off the boat, it stops and you got to get the person back up. I mean, it's just amazing, you know.
It is amazing, and the technology is just changing every single day, which is what really makes it fascinating. And the graphics are getting better in the interaction. You're able to communicate in, and you can talk with each other in there, which is really nice. And I'm glad you pointed that out, because there's so many avenues that you can do and go hiking. You can climb Mount Everest if you want. You can go through the pyramids. You can go under the sea. It's endless what you can do. Yeah.
Wow.
But there's many platforms. You know, you were just on one platform. You were on a baby platform. When you start going into some of these more extensive platforms, you don't have the little bubble heads. You are just moving through portals. It's like, beam me up, Scotty, here I come, right? It's just so much fun. It's so much fun. I'm gonna have to take you in there and take you on a what we call world hopping. It's so fantastic.
Wow, world hopping. You mean you can even go out in space?
Yeah, you sure can.
This is beyond. I mean, Beverly, where is all this stuff going? If we're in a place now where we have, I mean, the World Book Encyclopedia weighed a couple hundred pounds with all the, now we have everything mm-hmm. on our cell phone plus videos. That's still amazing to me. And now we have this metaverse. Like, where is all this going to? Especially hooked up with AI now that can create things faster than we can, you know?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, isn't that a lifesaver instead of having to haul all these encyclopedias around and then you have to go from one book to the next book to try to find
what
you're looking for?
Here it is, Beverly. Sayings are changing because it used to be, the sky is the limit, right? Not anymore, right?
Oh, no, it goes beyond the sky. It goes out into the galaxies all over it. You know, you really have a good point there as to where is it going. And I see it as the future of communication. Our world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller because of the advancements in technology where, you know, the only way you could, you know, visit someone on the other side of the pond, you either had to get in a boat and go across or you had to fly across, you know, and then you're interacting. But now the world gets smaller because of the Zooms, because of the metaverse, because of our phones, our apps, and everything. It's amazing. I mean, I remember back when they said, oh, well, you know, pretty soon you're going to be able to see who you're talking to on the phone. And I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting. I can go for that. And I'm thinking back when I was a kid at my grandma's house, and she had one of them wood phones hanging on the wall where you picked up the little funky-looking receiver. It didn't even look like a receiver. And you had to crank, and you had to crank it fast, and you had to crank it, you know, so it was longs and shorts. It was so funny, and we wanted to do that, so we always called my aunt who lived down the road from my grandma just because we wanted to play on that thing. And, you know, so when you look at how it has developed to where it is today, and now this phone, my gosh, James, this phone is not a phone. It's a pocket computer.
Well, that's
right?
What I use it for, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, so you're talking about the crank phone. Okay, it's a little bit before my time. But I do remember when there was no pagers and things like that, and you had to find a dime if you wanted to talk to somebody. If you were out, you needed a dime. You put a dime in the payphone, that's all, or two nickels. And now that's when people were developing from the payphone, and then we remember when the payphone started disappearing. So people are developing these new steps that are enhancing everything. Now we have something that it's not a person developing it. We have an entity called AI developing things. So like I say, I think we have a bull by the horn here. We're going to horns. We're going to have something that's, like you said earlier, this stuff is going to be developing and changing literally by the minute or second. I mean, by the end of the day, there's going to be all kinds of new stuff added. It's like, wow, where are we heading here? This is something else. So your deal with the metaverse is just, and like you mentioned, the event.
Go ahead.
Just real quick. We were doing events, and people said, my wife and I came out, but, wow, you know, they came from Wisconsin or something. You know, they had to hit the airport and the parking, and then they got to L.A. And it was the parking, the traffic, the hotel, all this stuff. And then one of them may not have been feeling good a little bit or whatever the situation. Now they did the next one and they go, boy, we didn't think we'd be involved in this, but we just attended an entire event without any parking. So you're not mentioning the parking. But it is a game changer as far as not buying the plane tickets and all that stuff, you know?
Oh,
no,
Dad,
look
at how cost-effective it is.
We have another 5 minutes or so on this segment. And Beverly, I know you have a really big event coming up in July that has to do with like healers and tech and entrepreneurs. And talk about, you know, we have a lot of listeners right now. What the benefits of getting a vendor table, speaking on the stage, being involved in this event? How many people do you expect? How do they create their avatar? Like, let's get into this event for the next, the rest of the time that we have.
Okay. So the event's called Soul Fest Mastery Membership. And we call it a membership because it's going for a whole year. And what we're looking to do, expose the world communities to all these different modalities and educational things that you can incorporate. So you'll actually have the hands-on experience with the speaker. So we're looking for these educational speakers and the healers to share what they do so that the world has an understanding of how health and wellness really impacts us physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even financially. But not just talk about it, to actually do it, to actually experience it. And it'll all be in the avatar world, in that virtual reality space. It's not going to be on a Zoom. You will be connected. You will be in the audience. So we're looking not only for the speakers and then the educators and the trainers with the how-tos, but it's also the networking, the interacting with the audience. Because it doesn't matter what you call it. If you don't have an audience there, it goes unnoticed and unseen. And what we're looking to do by doing what we're doing is to build the community. And I can't stress that enough. It's a trusted community of like-minded people who are looking to elevate and grow spiritually, to move higher into a higher frequency, to experience that healing, to be educated on these levels so that you can become better. And when you're working and experiencing it in the virtual reality spaces, you learn faster, you retain more, and you recall, and you're able to incorporate that in. And then when you want to have more from that person that was on the stage giving the presentation and the actual hands-on experience in an immersive situation, there's no way to describe the outcome that you get, because it takes you into your, it's kind of like going into your fantasy island when you pretend. Remember way back when we didn't have this stuff, but we were dreaming in our minds and we were creating it as kids. Now it's come to life, and that's where the shift is taking place, and that's the advancement. So you can do more in here and then take what you have, that elevated healing energy where you feel revitalized and refreshed, move it out into your brick and mortar and have even more fun, because all the negative stuff in your life goes away because it's too much hard work to get back into that deep hole of darkness. And you're all happy and joyous and energized when you come out of these spaces. It's amazing. And I can talk so I'm blue in the face, but until you actually experience it. So what you're saying, Eric, is we are doing onboarding, and there's going to be a lot of information. Watch Easy Way. Watch Baby Boomers Live. There's going to be links all over the place to be able to come in and join us. It takes 5 minutes to create an avatar and to jump in the space. And it's all free to do that and then to experience it and see where we're going to take the Soul Fest Mastery and spotlight one person at a time, not a whole bunch of people, one person devoted a week and really move them into the world in the exposure that we're going to give them. And the ones that are going to gain the most is the audience, just like the audience listening here today, right? We're going to take you to that another level. That's what Beyond the Stage does. It takes you to levels unheard of, unseen, and experience them on a whole different level where it is educational. It is business-oriented. It is health-oriented. But you know what? We have a whole lot of fun doing it. Just like what you said, James, the event was over, and you went exploring, and you found things because you were curious.
I wanted to go have fun, hang on the beach and stuff. But, there's a saying, what is the future metaverse? It said, everyone is predicting that the metaverse will pick up steam soon, or picking up steam, and that billions of dollars will be invested into it. But the one clear path that's seen is the so-called predictions is digital twin technology, referring to the digital 3D. our place of real world, you know, that kind of stuff. So you see, whatever the entity, all of a sudden there's another one that comes into it. And like we say, the sky's the limit. It's exciting. It's just exciting what's around the corner, you know.
It is. The digital twins, when you said about that, they get a lot more costly. And what we're looking to do is make this affordable, comfortable, fun, and a learning experience and an interaction. So Eric is looking to move his Pitch Fest and some of his trade shows, you know, into the metaverse because of the networking that can happen and the different time zones then that can be made available. And if you want to invest in a trade show booth, now is the time to do it because the exposure you're going to get throughout the Soulful Mastery membership, your booth is in there being seen by thousands and thousands and millions of people because this community is only going to build and build and build. And they'll be able to find you, just like James said, right? When the show was over, he went back in. Everybody's booth is there. Everybody's information is there. It stays alive. It becomes a walk-in website so people can find you instead of getting lost in the Google nightmare. And we're building these communities of collaboration and support with like-minded people so that you don't have to investigate. You don't have to go down the rabbit hole of, oh, man, I invested all this money, and I didn't get what I wanted, and I couldn't get my money back, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And here with these trusted communities working together on these levels, we are going to bring qualified people to stage that are going to give you results that you can leave that adventure with and incorporate it in your life right at the moment the show is over. You will experience it. There'll be Q&A so you can interact with the speaker. There'll be like 30 minutes ahead of time where you can network with the other guests that are there, get to know people. That's part of the community and the connection that we're looking to do. And again, when we talk about Baby Boomers Live, this is a legacy that gets left behind. And this is where our grandchildren and great-grandchildren live.
So Beverly, we do need to get to our next guest segment, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to be talking about this more with your own breakout room this Thursday, May 23rd, 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Pacific Standard Time. So if you guys want to know more and you want to come meet Beverly, go to easywaywalloffame.com and just search Beverly. And her links are all over social media. You can connect with her or you can book an appointment if you want to learn more about the metaverse space. And we didn't have a whole lot of time to touch on this too, but you have the Beyond the Stage podcast as well, where you will take them beyond the stage if they're a speaker and even much more than that. But we'll get into that next time we have you on, or you can see all this on Easy Way News, guys. And really ultimately just follow Beverly's profile on Easy Way Network. Search for Beverly Zimet. Thank you so much, Beverly, for coming
on, Beverly,
and giving us some more information. The event sounds really exciting, and we're working on getting some pretty good names there, guys. So definitely, and you don't even have to get in your car. You don't have to do anything. You just get on your computer and have some fun and make some money. And it's all about networking. So that's what this really provides an opportunity
for. Exactly.
And you can advertise. All right. Well, thank you so much, Beverly. And we appreciate you guys. Look for Beverly.
Thank you, Beverly,
guys,
for jumping out.
And we're going to go to commercial break. And when we come back, we have another special guest. She's another Platinum member. And she has a book that's on Amazon and all over the place called Empowered Communication, C-Suite and Sales Edition. So we're going to be learning more about that book and about Susan Postikoff here soon. And we'll be right back after this commercial break with Susan Postikoff. Don't go anywhere, guys, and press the share button. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month, every other Thursday, for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit easywaywalloffame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there.
All right, guys, make sure to text EZWay to 59925 to subscribe. All right, so coming up next is Susan Posnikoff, who emerges as a beacon of expertise in the intricate landscape of communication. She provides custom-tailored training programs designed to unravel the complexities of interpersonal and corporate interactions. Susan is a prolific writer, celebrated for her Empowered Communication series, extends her mastery into the speaking and coaching arenas, advocating for clarity and mutual understanding in every exchange. Susan is Susan's commitment is to bring desperate worlds through informed dialogue aimed at enhancing the communicative prowess of both individuals and organizations. So we're going to learn more about Susan. Again, guys, go to the Easy Way Wall of Fame, search Susan if you want to get in touch with her and our next guest here coming up. Welcome to the stage. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, Platinum member, Easy Way family. Welcome, Susan Posnikoff.
Hello, Susan.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
You are definitely into communication, and you know what? Without it, we're in bad shape. And, you know, there's a lot to the way you initially begin communicating with others. Just to throw it out there, I was a communication major at Cal State Fullerton, and they call it in business and communication. But, you know, if you don't present yourself well initially, it can make a difference, can it? You know, when you meet someone or protect your client, it does. You know,
Definitely.
The way you come across.
And Susan, you know, I really want to encourage all the listeners to Google Susan Posnikoff and book. Just put Susan Posnikoff book, and you'll find that there's a lot of stuff on Google. I'm proud of you. I mean, this is speaking from experience. I'm Mr. Visibility, and I always look at people's online presence, and there's a nice little just series of books here, and you have this new book that, you know, it's paperback and Empowered Communication C-Suite and Sales Edition. Who doesn't want to know about sales? And, this new book is interesting. Success in business starts with empowerment and communication. So the book is going to make an exceptional difference in people's ability to communicate and empower their ability to get results far beyond their expectations. You know, investors, stockholders, board of directors. Like, so what talk to the audience that would like this book. And guys, if you're listening, we're going to have this on Easy Way News. Go get the book.
Also give us a brief on how you got in this field, because it's very unique, and you could have been a doctor or whatever, engineer. What happened in your life that kind of brought you down that path? Because, you know, there was a reason I got into it, and it's just interesting.
Yeah, so I spent really more than 30 years. I hate to age myself so badly, but more than 30 years in medical device sales, starting with one of the biggest companies in the world, you know, now known as Medtronic. It was Medtronic, Sofmor, Danek, and then, of course, Medtronic, Sofmor, and Danek were all individual companies when I started. And, I was with them through the entire merger and development of that organization from a startup to being a mammoth company. And then after I left them, I started working with a lot of startups. And then, you know, I realized that most new technologies come from startups. And, you know, the truth is, you know, and as you mentioned, and really it goes back to even, you know, some of what Beverly was talking about, organizations live and die by the effectiveness of their communication, both internally and externally. And medical sales was, you know, huge in terms of relationship building.
Wow. And, you know, also, let's go back. Now, Eric mentioned the book. What was it that you asked, Eric?
Well, I wasn't expecting her to get hit from two different angles, two different questions.
Well,
Eric,
we
always
do that. That's our conflict, by the way.
That's the fun of the show, you know. It's both of our show. Well, it's really your show, Dad. But this is. I hope you guys enjoy the little banter back and forth. But no, Susan. I mean, this book is really interesting. It really is. And I'm very big in communications. Communications key is what I always tell people. And you have this empowered. Well, I mean, what's the empowered side of communications? And I mean, who's the target market? Who would want to read a book like this? And what's their takeaway?
So first of all, the reason I wrote the book, I actually, you know, a few years into my sales career, I had a few doctors tell me I was a crappy sales rep. You know, they used my stuff, they liked me, but they didn't like me, they didn't think I was really great at sales. And so I started seeking out sales training, and I connected with a woman named Marcia Martin, who was the VP, you know, she probably was the first VP of Landmark. And, you know, a lot of people in L.A. are familiar with Landmark, the forum. You know, it's the training that produced Tony Robbins and most of the kids that are out there today. And I had the benefit of, you know, working with and training under Marcia Martin for 25 years, and she's still a friend of mine today and wrote the foreword in my book for me. And she is a master's in communication, and she made me a master in communication and really, you know, transformed my sales career as well.
Well, you're talking about something that improves engagement, improves productivity, handles conflicts, builds relationships. I'm just reading some of the top situations here. And it will change your business in the way you communicate. And they've said the initial contact with some individuals in their business, you can have 62% more return from a good initial contact with them. That's amazing. So.
And then also, I'm sorry, go ahead and answer that. And then I want to ask you about who's forwarding this book, Marcia Martin, coach, corporate trainer, global speaker, author, personal business. Seems like she's pretty established.
Yes. So first of all, in terms of the book, so one of the things I realized is a lot of people who are in sales, you know, companies teach you, you know, tactics and, you know, really manipulative to some extent, you know, sales techniques. Or they'll teach you, you know, how to question people to get the information you need, and they come up with spin selling by Neil Rackham and all these, you know, a lot of very technical how to sell, how to ask questions books. And, you know, some people come through those trainings and become interrogators, and, you know, some people, you know, hit a more authentic side. And so to me, you know, everything Marcia taught was really about authenticity and really about connection. And the truth is, what I did is I basically took, you know, the basics of Landmark training, which is really transformational leadership training, and hid it under the title Empowered Communication for C-Suite and Sales Edition. And it's really transformation hidden as a how-to sales guide. And so if you get in the book and start doing the exercises, what you really do is, first of all, you come in touch with yourself. You start to explore your own beliefs. And then you start to understand how other people develop their own beliefs. And the techniques in that book, it's a short book, but the techniques in there, if you do the exercises, and really at some point, I encourage everyone to get some live training because it's so experiential. But at the end of the day, you really kind of become the Zen communicator who is observing the conversations and interactions you're in on all levels, whether it's a one-to-one or whether you're speaking to an audience of tens of thousands. You're going to be able to connect and just be that person capable of engaging and observing the engagement at the same time. So, you know, like a Zen athlete who, you know, sees the play as it's developing from every angle, you become the Zen communicator, seeing the communication develop from every angle.
That's amazing. And so, I mean, we're talking sales here, and I'm a sales guy. I've been certified in a lot of different ways. I want to talk some sales here with you, Susan. So give us a little tidbits of what's in the book that we would learn as far as sales training and whatever your you know, whatever takeaways are in this book. Let's talk sales direction. Let's have a sales conversation here, because everybody on the planet needs sales.
Right. And so the truth is, what this book teaches, and you can take any other sales training you have and incorporate this training into it. What this book will give you is the capacity to be present during that conversation and to really be able to free yourself of your thoughts and judgments and allow you to truly listen to the answers to the questions you've asked and to the, you know, to the requests of the person or group that you're meeting with when you're, you know, trying to pitch someone, so that you really get to be connected on that much deeper level. You're going to listen more authentically. You're going to be more present and more aware, and you're going to pick up some things that a lot of people often miss in conversation. So a lot of times when we're in a conversation, we have thoughts running through our own minds about what the other person is thinking, and we're so busy thinking about what we expect them to say that we don't always listen to what they actually say.
The art of being a good listener, right?
So listening is everything in sales. What would you say, Susan, is the most important? Like, because if you really know sales, there's seven steps, five steps. There's the rapport, product knowledge, recognizing buying signals. Like, there's steps to sales. What would you say the most important, just for the average listener that's listening to the show right now and trying to sell their course? And they're on Zoom or they're on the phone. And what is the most important thing that they should do when they're talking to that potential customer?
Listen to that customer's true needs and where those needs are coming from. And so it's not, you know, it's the customer's needs and it's what made the customer have those needs. So, you know, I used to sell, for example, I was the best of the best in the nation when we released bone morphogenetic protein for expediting spinal fusions. And the, you know, the most important thing from that, so the surgeon, you know, wants the surgery to go faster, so it saved a lot of time in the OR. But why did they want to save time in the OR? Well, number one, it saves the OR a lot of money. It allows them to pay for the product, but it also gives the surgeon a lot more time. So to give an example of the outcome, what it really did is save time for everyone. So I used to, you know, be in the operating room from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Tuesdays with my, you know, favorite surgeon. And once we introduced BMP-2 and it was, you know, approved for use and we started doing the surgeries with BMP-2, it eliminated 3 to 4 hours from the surgery, or really, you know, up to 2 hours from each individual surgery or more. And, you know, the surgeon and I started going home at 4 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. That was really nice. That helped our family lives. It saved, I mean, $100 a minute is what they used to quote OR time as costing, and that was a decade ago. So I can only imagine how much money it's saving the hospital now.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And we never got into Marcia Martin. She's forwarding your book. You know, I'm sure people would want to know. I mean, you know, because a forward, if you guys don't know about books, a forward is everything. You know, who's forwarding your book is really important. Like the book we're working on, Best of the Best, Easy Ways Best of the Best, is forwarded by Omar Perryu, and he's got over 28 best-selling, you know, books. Co-founder of LA Fitness, like he's got a lot of accolades and stuff. So talk a little bit about the person forwarding this this book.
So Marcia Martin was this, you know, prolific speaker, trainer, and business manager and salesperson. And she took Landmark from, you know, this tiny little training company to being the mammoth organization that it is now. And when she broke away from Landmark was when she broke away with Tony Robbins to create his business, and she was his business manager in his earliest days.
Mm.
And he's gone on since then to, you know, just be, you know, in my opinion, you know, the thing that Tony was really spectacular at was marketing. And Marsh is this authentic trainer who just transforms people heart to heart. And so I was like, Marcia, you need a book. And I originally wrote the book to be written, you know, for Marcia or with Marcia. I'm like, Marcia, you tell me what you want this to look like. And at first she was going to co-author with me. And, you know, the problem was, you know, the original documents, you know, that were used to create the book were documents that we're all allowed to use in live training as trainers, but we cannot sell and market. So I had to rewrite everything and put it in my own words. And she said, Susan, you know, this is really now your own book. I said, fine, I'm going to refer people to you for coaching, and I'm going to work on marketing this book. And, you know, at the end of the day, my goal is to really bring more people for Marcia and myself. And she is on contract with companies like Capital One, W Hotels, Hard Rock Hotels. She is working with some major corporations. She was invited to the WEF meeting. And I'm not, you know, I have my thoughts on the WEF, and, you know, I'm not 100% sure. I'm crazy about the organization, but you also have to appreciate the capacity of a woman who gets invited to a meeting like that.
Yeah.
And we have I'm sorry, Dad, go ahead. We have a question from
I was just commenting on, you know, the level of some of these entities. Excited,
Someone asked if you do any events or anything, like how are you promoting this book?
Well, you know, here it is. I put this book out, and I thought the marketing would come after, and that goes to show what an amateur author I am. So we're learning how to promote it now. And at the same time, trying to do a better job with my next book I'm bringing out, which is Empowered Communication, Let's Get Personal. And it's, so this time I'm trying to reach everybody, because a lot of people are intimidated by the, you know, C-suite and sales edition. And, you know, everybody needs to know that everything in these books is really, it contains tools that everyone can use in their daily lives, whether it's with their families or in their careers.
So in a sense, you're doing like a book series, kind of like a Harry Potter type of things, only with books, and you really need to recruit affiliates and promoters and supporters on this series that you're doing. And we don't have enough time to get into it, but I'd really actually love to have you back a couple times, and we'll be putting more information out on Easy Way News because we actually have a book section, and we're talking about building a fan club for all of our book authors and stuff. And so anybody that wants to not only get the book, I mean, you have to get the book obviously to become an affiliate. Otherwise you can't sell something you don't have the product knowledge on. But if you do get the book, you know, we would love to interview people that get your book. You know, I think what might be fun is, you know, we do these real fun group interviews when people support our members. And so if anybody does get your book, which is available on Amazon, you can just search, like I said, Susan Postnikoff, or even Susan Post book. I just searched Susan Post book, and everything came up.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, even on Walmart.com.
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com. And, I mean, it's not too expensive. I mean, $25 for, like, a main hardcover book, $21 for a paperback. And it also, you're an international best-selling author, so it must be, you know, a pretty good book. So if anybody wants to email us at easywayfamily@gmail.com, that's our supportive email that we use to support our members. And you want to get involved with this project, email us at easyway, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, family@gmail.com, or search Susan. She's actually one of our featured platinum members on the Wall of Fame. You'll see her right away when you click on members. Check out the profile, and you can actually reach directly out to you, Susan, and they can book an appointment or press the connect button. But this is awesome, and thank you for doing something like this. It's very, very needed. It's a great, great tool.
Extremely interesting. Yeah, and you mentioned Tony Robbins. I when he started out in '88, I heard him, and I sent in for one of his first courses, and it's now for what he had on television, radio, and so on. But now with all this technology, what you're doing with the book and your communication instruction and everything, it's a whole different world now, isn't it, for you? And it must be exciting for you too.
I want to suggest, Susan, our previous guest, Beverly Zimet, and the Beyond the Stage and the metaverse that they're
Absolutely.
Doing. You might want to consider getting a booth in a like kind of a vendor situation at that event, and you know, try to sell your book.
I was thinking of that as I was listening to her. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a great event. And also because they also have a huge background in regenerative medicine, which, you know, ties right into the wellness community as well.
I was thinking about that too. And let me also say this too to the listener that asked the how are you promoting the book? I just want to give ourselves a little bit of plug. You are a platinum member, so Easy Way Promotions is behind you a little bit. And by the way, how has that been? I mean, you just recently started out as VIP, then you went to silver, and then you're platinum. And how has the results been? How has the experience been doing it the Easy Way?
It really, being connected with you guys is really helping me reach an audience. It's giving me, so I always say, you know, your identity in the world lives in the conversations of others about you. And you guys do such a great job of helping us put our identity into the world in a way that sheds such a positive light. So it's phenomenal. And I can't imagine a better place to really put the majority of my marketing efforts. And because I self-published the book, I have a pretty large margin on it as well. And I am more than happy to work with anybody willing to or interested in being an affiliate or being a sales rep to sell the book as well.
I have to just repeat that. I have to just repeat that. That was so profound, and I'm glad that this is also being recorded. I cannot think of a better place to put my marketing efforts other than Easy Way. I mean, you didn't say other than Easy Way, but that's basically what you meant. Thank you so much for saying that. And you know, there are some people that actually do want to reach out to you. So guys, a lot of the movement that we make happen, if you're on Facebook, is in the Easy Way family group. And this is posted in there. And what I would suggest we can basically do is we can actually get a movement of the comments. You know, so like Beverly, I know Beverly's still on in the back green room, and she just heard you now say you are interested in talking to them about, you know, getting a vendor booth and getting involved, whatever. You guys can literally start that comment thread in Facebook or in our Easy Way Interactive social network or in LinkedIn. And you know, anybody else that wants to get connected, don't be shy. You know, I mean, this is a new movement that we're doing, actually. When you see, people don't really realize the power of a post. See, now I'm getting into my speaker mode. We don't have any time. We don't have any more time, but I'll just leave you guys with this. Really think about the power of a post. Don't just think about posting. Think about how to resource and leverage that post. Like the idea of creating a comment thread and a clever way of getting people to engage with that post. Think about all the different ways you can get benefits and actual response and business from a post. And a post means clicking and updating your status of whatever it is, adding a picture, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Easy Way Interact. It's all posting. But you got to think about leveraging and resourcing that power of the post. All right, so thanks so much, Susan. You've been a great guest. We got about 90 seconds left until the show ends. So, Dad, go ahead and say bye-bye to everybody. And, again, go to easywayfamily@gmail.com if you want to get a hold of Susan or any of our guests. Go ahead, Dad.
Yeah, what is the initial impact of that post? What's the initial impact of what Susan's talking about, the initial communication? The initial impact is so important. Like I shared, it's 62%, and you have to learn, you know, it's so important, and people kind of judge you by that first reaction or that first or whatever it is, the communication.
All right, thanks, guys.
You.
Subscribe to rblive.com and go create your free account at easywaynetwork.com, invite code EASYWAY. We'll catch you guys next week. Same Easy Way time, same Easy Way channel, Radio Boomers Live. Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month.
Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.